It's great to be in the house of God. It is great to be full and empty at the same time. Do you ever find yourself at that place? That is where God loves to keep us. So tonight our hearts are so thankful. We can think about the past. Pastor Seller had those maps out there, and we have a starting point. We started somewhere. We are somewhere, and we are going somewhere. We thank you, Father, that your Son is for us the highway. Thank you that you put eternity in our hearts. There's something in us that can be satisfied when we touch your perfection. But we are looking, we're asking, we're seeking. But then you come to our world and you say, I am the way, the truth, the reality of everything, and I'm the life. We thank you that you did that to us. We thank you. Amen. In 1980s, there was a society called Highway Missionary Society. I don't know if you heard about it, but they were highway missionaries. I've often thought about that word, Highway Missionary Society. God has a highway for us. There are many ways, but God has a way and a highway. I'd like to take a few verses from the Bible. And one of them is in the book of Judges. In the book of Judges in chapter 5. And it says from verse 6, in the days of Shamgar, the son of Anath, don't worry, these names are not probably any names that you give to your children, but they are true names. Shamgar and Anath, in the days of Yael, the highways were unoccupied, and the travelers walked through byways. Very interesting. And the inhabitants of the villages ceased. They ceased in Israel until that I, Deborah, or Dvorah, arose, that I arose, a mother in Israel. Sometimes God calls out fathers, and sometimes God calls out mothers. Now, why were the highways unoccupied? In ancient world, and especially in the Middle East and the countries where the shepherds are, you got those wells and those fountains, and there is one water fountain here, another water fountain there, and the highways connect these. Highways connect the waterways. And then when the enemy came, the enemy would want to occupy the places of the waters. And where the shepherds were with their sheep, there was always battle for the water. Today, the battle is the same. The battle is for the water. Water is the most important commodity. And I'm talking about the water of life. There used to be highways. There used to be things that were clear to people. There were many things that they were like, of course, things, you know. This is the way life is. This is the way this works. This is the way this is. This is the way nations work. This is good, and this is not good for people. But the highway ceased, and people walked in byways. This is a very difficult situation nationally, but especially in the body of the Lord. If the highways cease, there's all kinds of things that are good, beautiful things and beautiful truths and beautiful principles, but the people's hearts are hungry. And then they hear that voice, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I saw something very beautiful a couple of days ago, yesterday, whenever it was, on the North Ave. Pastor Norton just pulling his truck out there and opening the back of the truck and having some good books there, just calling people, we got something for you, or we can have a word of prayer. We love you. What he was doing, he was calling people to the highway. He was calling people to the highway. Let me just read a few more scriptures. Here in Judges chapter 5, and then verse 10. Speak, ye that ride on the white donkeys or white asses, ye that sit in judgment and walk by the way. The white donkeys were important those days. They were like the Mercedes-Benz, or these days that would be like Lexus or whatever. But the white donkeys, the rulers rode on the white donkeys. And those were the people that knew where's the highway. Where's the way of life. You know, in Hebrew language, the word life is plural. You don't say life, but you say lives. Because human life in itself is so empty. Human life is created and made to be filled with the other life. So life is plural. Lives. Our life is yearning for that other life. Our life is yearning for that. It's yearning for that highway. God's highway. In Isaiah 11, verse 16, there's a beautiful verse. Isaiah 11. And verse 16, I changed my Bible and it takes me a while to find it. 11:16 says, and there shall be an highway for the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria, like as it was to Israel in the day that he came up out of the land of Egypt. And that highway was amazing highway, as you remember. There was the pillar of fire. Pillar of fire and pillar of smoke going before the people and leading them. And God's plan was to take them. It was about 11 days journey to take them to the promised land. But it took a lot longer than 11 days. Because when they came to the city called Kadesh Barnea in Numbers, in the book of Numbers, around chapter 13, they decided not to go in the highway. God's way was to go straight in and listen to the voice of the two witnesses, not the ten. The two witnesses knew the highway. They knew the voice of him who said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. They knew that God can connect the people so quickly to the promised land. And if people had just gone in, there would have been a different way to deal with the enemy. There still would have been some battle, but it would have been way different. Oh, that we would go to God's highway. The Lord would fight our battles. And the highway is so simple. To connect a sinner to God, it's only the cross. It's the one who, the just who died for the unjust. There's no complications there. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And his blood is the perfect blood. And his highway is also by his resurrection. He gave us the living spirit. His highway is to connect my spirit, my human spirit, my dwelling place and your dwelling place of the Almighty Lord, to connect these two spirits. And when that connection happens by the word and by the blood, then we can see the highway. Then things become clear. God wants to say to this generation, this whole generation in every land, you don't have to be in confusion. You don't have to be in these byways. I have a highway for you. In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 44, I believe it was 43 or 44, 43, I think, when he said to the backslidden Israelites, the Israelites were so backslidden, also in connection where Ezekiel was, they couldn't even be ashamed of their sinfulness and in their bad ways. And that's the way we are. We can't even face our own misery. But God said to them, show the people the house, my temple. Show them the beautiful temple. And when they see the beautiful temple, then they'll be ashamed of their ways. So it wasn't telling them one more time what they had done wrong. In that case, and the law is good, but it wasn't one more time reminding them of the Ten Commandments that they broke. It wasn't one more time to remind them of all their miseries and mistakes and failures and sins, but it was show them that beautiful temple. God says, what I have for them, and I'm bringing that temple to them. I'm showing them my house. When do I find God's highway? When I see what Andrew Murray said. You know what Andrew Murray said one time? He said, take time and meditate quietly before the Lord about this factor, that the Almighty God, in all his beauty, in all his glory, in all his grace, is living in your heart. Your heart is his eternal dwelling place. And take time and sit and consider what grace that is. Show them the house, and then they will see the reality. Show them the beauty of the church life, the body life. Show them the beauty when Israel will be glorified, when God's light will come in Israel for the 1,000 years. Different light will cover the earth. It is not this kind of light. It's a light that comes from the Son of God. And then the righteous will shine as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Well, that light is right now inside of us. If it would just come out, if we could just see it like that by sight, I would need very strong sunglasses to look, because it is there. It is there, and it is there, but it's now in a hidden way. There is a highway. There's a beautiful, beautiful highway. And then the highway is the Word. The highway is in the blood. The highway is in the living spirit that we receive. The highway is the totality of the Word. Oh, to get baptized into this Word again, where the Spirit teaches us, where the hunger is renewed, like just like when we got saved, to get that Word again and again. And then there is the highway, yeah, the highway of the house of God, the highway of the body of His Son. But, you know, how do we know that we are in the Lord's highway? How do we know that we are in it? Like God said in Jeremiah, and my text was so small I could not find it in my Bible, but it says that I will give to them, I think it's Jeremiah chapter 32 or 33, it says, I will give them one way and one heart. I will give them one way and one heart. I believe that's what we want. That's what I want. I want to be one with everyone who has the Son of God in their hearts. I want to be one with everyone who seeks Him. I want to be one also with people who haven't yet found Him, but one in their search. I want to be there when they're on those byways and say, come over here, the highway is right here. Come with me, come with me. The people are everywhere. The Lord will guide us to them. And we pray that people will find the highway. But how do I know that I'm in the highway? When I can say, I'm not about myself, I'm about Him. Apostle Paul was not about Apostle Paul. He was about Him. Moses was an amazing man because he wasn't about Moses. He was about Him. Just being in Him. A church is not about the church. The body is not about the body, but body is about the head. The church is not about the church. The church is about the head of the church. And I want to close with this. Paul, the apostle, put the highway in his prayers. When you read through the epistles, and you read through his prayers, you see that first he prayed, and then out of that prayer came the epistle that he wrote, but the highway was in his prayers. Personally, when we talk about those old days in Finland, I couldn't get up even 6:30 in the morning because we came home at 1 a.m. But 4:30, Pastor Schaller was on the highway. I heard on the top of the stairs, like, praise you, Lord. Thank you, God. I can't say the way he did, but he was just breathing out prayers. As a 26-year-old pastor, praying 4:30. And I know why he was doing it. Because he saw the highway. He saw there are sheep out there. He saw this is the moment. If we seize this moment, if we get this moment, we'll get a harvest, not for ourselves, but for His name, that we can shepherd and feed. And that was right. He was about the highway. the reason, I'm not saying that I'm perfectly in the highway all the time, but I'm saying this. I learned that highway those early days. So did we all. But my heart is not satisfied with byways. Now, we love all the people that have 10 million suggestions. But the one who said, I am the way, the truth, the reality of God and the life. I connect your human life to my life. And then you will not even know what burnout means. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you so much. Wow, isn't that beautiful? Oh, love you. Thank you. Thank you. I can't help but say a few words about that message. So it goes like this, couple words only. In Israel, there's the highways. From Baltimore to New York City, what's the name of the highway? 95. But there's an enemy in Israel. And they are Midianites and what are the names of the other tribes or the enemy? Hittites, Amorites, Canaanites. And you know what they say to the Jews? Off the highway. Off the highway. Is that Pastor Colby? Mike Colby, just stand up for a second. Good to see you. How long are you here for? A couple hours? Really? One day? 2 days? Tuesday? Good to have you from Budapest. Beautiful. God bless you. Beautiful. Get off the highway. Get off. Here comes a chariot of Midianites, a chariot and the Jews. Get off the highway. Get off the highway. We will kill you if you are on the highway. Get off the highway. This is our highway. Get off the highway. So they scamper off into the roads in New Jersey and Pennsylvania. And they're like little people hiding or just walking in. We have no right to go on the highway. We cannot go on 95. They don't allow us on 95. What happens to these people? They're in these little dead ends, little villages, little towns. They have no power. They have no rights. They have to get off the highway. The enemy does that. It's happening in America. Get off the highway. There are no Ten Commandments. There is no Bible. There is no God. You have no rights to say anything at the university. Be quiet in the politics. Back off in the whole. Get off the radio. Get out of the churches. Get off the highway. It's our highway. And these dear people get off. And guess what happens? Deborah. Say it to your neighbor. Deborah. Give Deborah a kiss right now. Deborah, Deborah, Deborah. Why Deborah? She's a woman. But she's a woman with some guts like Joan of Arc. She's a woman with some guts like Abigail, like Esther, Queen Esther. She's a woman with guts who's got something going on in her heart. And says, the highway is ours to the Jewish people. The highway is ours. And he said, Pastor Ben, and by the way, we know this so well because we worked together for years. He could translate for me right now. And I can't translate for him, but just to say, you know, do you want to translate a few sentences? Go ahead. We did this for years.
Harbesh Shanim.
Okay, we traveled together.
אנחנו נסענו ביחד.
On trains and buses.
ברכבות ובאוטובוסים.
We prayed together.
התפללנו ביחד.
We went to Russia.
נסענו לרוסיה ביחד.
Sweden, Norway,
לנורבגיה.
Everywhere.
לכל מיני מקומות.
Yeah, wow. And this is how we lived.
אנחנו חיינו גרים ככה וחיינו ככה.
The same.
אותו דבר.
Except he translated into Finnish, not Swedish.
עכשיו הוא מדבר בעברית והוא לא מדבר בפינית. Oh, you noticed it.
Okay. Hey, wait a minute. Wait, just hold on. Listen. The enemy roars like a lion, but he can't bite you. He roars like a lion. He's got a big roar. You know what I did in Poland one time? There was this German shepherd behind a chain link fence, and he's barking like crazy, jumping up, and he's like an animal. And this is what I did. I went over to him. Somebody told me this. Go over to him and stand there and do this. Don't look at him. Don't look at the dog. No eye contact with the dog, but just go. So I did that. The dog stopped. He's looking at me like, you know, we are in a world where all you have to do is the simplest thing. I stand and believe, and the enemy will run. And you get off the highway. You know, you say to the enemy, this is our road. It's the road of faith, and the road of the Spirit, and the road of love. It's ours. This is our school, our church. This is our community. This is our privilege. This is our work and service, our calling, and what we stand in. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, and thank you, Pastor Ben. Would you pray with me, please? Lord, perhaps someone listening to my voice is not a believer yet, but please come to him. Come to Jesus Christ tonight and believe in him. He forgives you. He loves you. He washes you clean. He comes in to your heart and saves you. In Jesus' name, amen. Anyone at all accepting Christ tonight, just raise your hand. Say, yes, I accept Jesus tonight. I believe in Jesus. Anyone at all? Yes to Jesus, anyone? Yes to Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you.